Hi there. Is this Jason Taylor?
Yes, Jason speaking.
Oh, good. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
No problem. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm fascinated by your underwater museum. I really am. The feeling I get is, I guess what Christo is to wrapping islands, you are to submersing sculpture. Because honestly, these underwater museums are fantastic. I've not dived on them myself, but I've seen your book and thinking of them off of Granada and thinking of them off of Cancun. Just really terrific. Tell a bit about how this idea began.
Well, I think it began sort of in around 2006. I was living on the island of Granada. And previously, I studied sculpture for quite a few years, and my work had mainly focused around the landscape and urban environments. But I became sort of increasingly sort of aware about ocean conservation. I wanted to find a way of to integrate my art with some kind of project that would actually help the environment. And it kind of stemmed from there. I started in 2006, and I just installed a few pieces and did some tests on different materials. And it's just grown over the years. And I've just sort of finished working in Mexico, where I've completed over 500 installations.
And as you said, it has a net benefit because you're helping rebuild reefs. Because they don't just stand there underwater, but they end up initially maybe with algae, but finally with coral and, of course, fish being attracted to them.
Yes, it takes some time, but the sculptures are meant to work on sort of seven different levels. And first of all, they're meant to draw visitors and tourists away from natural fragile habitats, which will in turn allow them to thrive. It aims to provide a surface area for corals and sponges and tunicates to actually adhere to, and also hidden spaces for creatures to take refuge and to breed and to escape predators.
Absolutely. You know, it is fascinating, but it had to take some convincing, whether that's in Granada or in Cancun. I'm sure that some of the local officials said, "Now you want to do what?" So, was it quite a process getting this established?
Definitely. I was sort of fortunate that I started quite small. And then once I made tests and I had some images, I was on a much better footing. And by the time I got to Cancun, I had pretty good evidence of how well it was working. And in turn, that's allowed me to have more freedom as the years have gone by.
Tell us about the materials that you use to have sort of a minimum negative effect, but also that'll last a long time in salt water.
I mean, the predominant material in the sculptures is cement. It's a special marine type of cement, and it has additives to make it pH neutral. Obviously, we don't want to create any pollution, and I also need a surface that is like natural rock so that organisms can actually adhere to it and to grow. And unlike most sort of public sculptors, I don't use any metal at all. So All of the sculptures are completely inert, and the materials are the same materials that, you know, the Romans built bridges hundreds of years back. So this should last for some time.
Absolutely. Now, many of them, people look at the pictures, they would recognize as, you know, sculptures. Lots of them are human forms, for instance, in big groups and singularly. But one I found of interest that I think you call Anthropocene, which is of a Volkswagen. Tell a bit about that.
Yes, yeah, that was one of the actually the most difficult pieces to install because it was incredibly heavy. It ended up weighing around 9 tons in the end. But that piece was it's a very iconic image in Mexico. The Volkswagen Beetle was still being produced until the late 90s, I think. So there's many of them there, and it's very popular. But it's also a wonderful shape that works underwater because of its sort of rounded top. That enables the current to pass over above and not cause it to move in any way. And the piece has this little lobster city, I call it, inside. So it has different types of shelving and hidden spaces. And what's good about it is it allows the lobsters to live within there and escape the fishermen that are constantly on the lookout for them. But the piece has a more sort of serious meaning, and it's about this Anthropocene and how we've made such, you know, enormous changes to our landscape, to our planet. And this is about how it's a young boy crying on the bonnet of the car, and it's meant to be this kind of futuristic outlook on what we've turned our world into.
Mm-hmm. So a big statement. Now, Jason, you've worked in and lived in Malaysia, but also obviously your work's been in the Caribbean and off the coast of Mexico. What's next for your underwater museums?
This year has been quite an important year for me because I've just finished up in Mexico and I moved my studio and family off to the other side of the Atlantic. And now I'm actually living in the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa. Mm. And I'm constructing another large-scale project off an island called Lanzarote. And that's going to be another kind of monumental work that will have an underwater botanical garden. And it will also have kind of architectural features as well.
So two questions I'm sure come to listeners' minds. One is, how in the world do you procure funding for this? Because these are big projects. And then the other is, how could they potentially visit or dive on them so they can experience them themselves?
Yep, funding is always a challenge. I'm sure for many artists it's the same. Most of my works, obviously, because they fit into different areas, they're not only works of art, affect tourism, the diving community, conservation. So with all these different characteristics, I've been quite successful in getting funding from governments to mainly cover most of the projects. But in terms of visiting them, it's fairly straightforward. If you go to Cancun, there's a sort of wealth of opportunities. You can either go diving to get the closest to them. You can go snorkeling. The one in Cancun actually has a very shallow site that's only around 10 feet that allows people to get very close. Mm. But also, if you don't want to get wet, there's a submarine and there's also a glass bottom boat. So there's several different projects. You can also go to the coast of Grenada, which has a very nice sculpture park, and also in the Bahamas and doing some new pieces.
Oh, that is great. Honestly, they're neat. I hadn't realized they were as shallow as they are. That'd be fantastic. I had thought we'd have to sort of dive fairly deep, but sure, with 10 feet, snorkeling will do just fine. Do you have a sense of how many people a year visit the underwater museums that you've built?
It's around 250,000 people a year.
Wow.
It's certainly getting busy.
Man, that's amazing. Is there a charge for people?
I believe in Cancun there's a $5 entrance to the museum, and that goes to help cover the running costs and also to putting into reef conservation in the area.
Well, I think this, I encourage people to look up the book, The Underwater Museum, which gives you a great insight into it, both with the essays as well as with the plates that show it. But much more importantly, I encourage people to go to the sites and see them firsthand, because it really is an amazing combination of something that is helping the reefs and something that is really quite an attraction to see what's happened to them. You have some photos in there that are great that show your original art and then the progression over not that many years to where they're just completely ensconced in coral and other matter. All right. Well, listen, Jason, good luck with your work and thank you very much. I look forward to the next time I head south to be able to dive on the underwater museum.
No problem. Hope you get a chance to go and visit.
Absolutely. And if you're in the States, come see the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. You'd get a kick out of what we do.
Yes, yeah, that sounds. I'm actually looking at botanical gardens at the moment for inspiration. So, yeah, definitely have to pass by and check it out.
All right. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Bye. Take care. My guest has been Jason Taylor, sculptor and founder of the Underwater Museum, author of the new book by that title. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.